Wade Rafke with the Chief Organizer's Report on needing another Gulf Coast coal terminal like a hole in the head. Recently meeting with environmental organizers and researchers at an annual strategy conference in New York City, I heard one report after another about proposed coal terminals on the West Coast that were being abandoned as demand from China decreases and its own growing environmental awareness around climate increases. The prospects for coal-fired production of any sort are plunging worldwide, according to one Wall Street megadome after another. All of which surprised me to hear that there continued to be an aggressive proposal to build a new coal shipping terminal on the lower Mississippi River in Plaquemines Parish below New Orleans to ship the stuff through the Gulf of Mexico. And that led me recently to talk to Grace Morris, a senior organizer with the Gulf Restoration Network, on Wade's World. The GRN has a wide reach, ranging from Texas to Florida along the entire Gulf Coast, so they've been on the fight for this for years, along with other partners nationally from the Sierra Club and Public Citizen, and locally with LEAN, the Louisiana Environmental Action Network, and, not surprisingly, from many people living around Myrtle Grove and Ironton along the river who are literally sick of how much coal dust they're already trying to survive. The backstory is that several years ago, Ram Terminals proposed building a coal terminal to store coal for Armstrong Coal Company in Kentucky. According to reports, Armstrong planned to barge its coal down there, then have it shipped from there largely for European markets, most now believe. Hit Google for Armstrong Coal and make sure you're sitting down when you do it, because it's frightening stuff when the top listings include the fact that they're being investigated for misreporting dust levels in their mines by the EPA, being sued for spying on their miners by their own workers, and closing mines like the one at Lewis Creek in Ohio County, Kentucky, because it doesn't make enough money. Any reader of the financial pages these days knows that of more than 20 coal companies in the U.S., there are only about five making money, and most are now losing their shirt. What is Armstrong thinking? Is this some kind of corporate suicide mission? Morris told us that there are already two terminals in the same Myrtle Grove, Ironton area, and that now both of them are operating about 50% capacity. Furthermore, because of the slackening demand, coal is, of course, piling up, and people all along the wind stream along the river are reporting health and breathing problems, and of course the usual damage that coal dust accumulation causes to cars and homes. What in the world? Clearly we need this new terminal like we need a hole in the head. Luckily, the community and even the state of Louisiana may save Armstrong and Ram terminals from themselves. Morris said that recently the state ordered a public hearing after persistent demands from residents and environmental groups, which is now scheduled. There's also movement around acquiring a more comprehensive environmental impact statement. If we can slow this project down, the economy and common sense may come together to stop this crazy project before it becomes another disaster along the Gulf Coast. It's worth looking for their petition online and adding your name. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.